When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
8 o'clock hour rolling. We've got the power surge this hour. Where will John drop the Lions after they lost to the Bills? I had someone at the game this week say, well, once it really started going south, what's John going to do now? There's a clear top four. I'm just curious where the Lions end up. We'll get to that. John, when it comes to the mindset of Lions fans, we've spent a lot of time this week talking about the fallout from Sunday.
Sure.
Losing key players, the way they lost. I was talking to a Lions season ticket holder this week, and he said, bit of a spin zone argument, but he said, no, now the pressure's off Detroit.
Back to being underdogs?
Back to being underdogs, because now we're not the overwhelming Super Bowl favorite. We can still win it, which is exciting, but now there's not this pressure. Like, if they don't win it, it's clearly explainable. They're on fumes, but now they get a little bit of last year's mojo, where they're the underdogs, where they have to overcome. Don't you understand? This mindset is actually going to be more fun. I don't know if you buy it or if Lions fans have accepted that mindset or adopted that mindset, but I want to throw that out. 248-539-9797. Maybe a bit of a spin zone argument, but when you really think about it, now we can embrace our true role as underdogs.
All right. So, I mean, defining an underdog is you're just not the favorite. There's only going to be one favorite at a time. They were the favorite last week.
There's a chip on their shoulder now. We got to overcome.
Sure. Well, I mean, yeah, they got to overcome. I don't know that necessarily there's a chip on their shoulder, but they do have to overcome. They've got to overcome the injuries. They got to overcome and be able to beat the Bears, the Niners, and then the Vikings, and then, you know, ultimately get that bye week. And who knows what happens after that? It's a one game season. So they've gone from Super Bowl favorites to just now lowly Super Bowl contenders.
Yes. When you put it that way, yes.
I mean, so okay, I'm just having a hard time buying into the spin of Super Bowl favorites to Super Bowl contenders.
Now they're just buying them as an underdog.
Now they're the same. No, I'm not buying them as an underdog. They're just a Super Bowl contender. They have been, you know, brought down a little bit because it was a loss to a team that is also a Super Bowl contender. Now the Super Bowl favorite.
As the case was made to me, I'm just politely nodding. Yeah. I can't take the expectations away. I can't take expectation out of it. Like, that's
the disappointment's still going to be there,
right?
If they don't,
right? I think they've already kind of softened the landing in their mind, going, "Well, I mean, God, what can you expect? I mean, we don't have our guys."
A lot of people try and protect their feelings in different ways, and if fans are going to do that however they want, there's no right or wrong way to do that. And if you want to be fully exposed, then keep going. Hey, they will win the Super Bowl. I'm fully exposed. I expect them to still.
Are you, John?
Yeah, when I said it out loud, I thought
he said it pretty
that's
loud
probably going to come back. But yeah, I'm willing to put myself out there and say that I am. I still believe that this is a team that will, can, and should win the Super Bowl.
Because they can, I expect. And because I expect, I can't do this. Like, I've removed all expectations. They're the underdog. But I wondered from Lions fans how their mindset has shifted, and maybe that is part of it.
And you know, it's the one game where when they beat Green Bay on Thursday night, without Decker, without Reader, without Lee McNeil, and then the whole cast of characters that wasn't going to be there anyway. Like, that was the game where I thought, yeah, okay, as long as they don't lose Jared Goff, I think there's still a lot of positivity in what this team can do. Offensively, if you're going, how many teams can lose a running back and insert a 1,000-yard rusher to take up the slack?
Yeah, I mean Gibbs is better than Montgomery, and you're going to get more Gibbs. Now, you may lose a little bit of the efficiency if he's got to carry more of a workload, but it's to your point, John, it's not season sinking to lose David Montgomery. I think you'll miss him on the goal line in short yardage, which is a big part of this football team, but it's not season sinking. Like, individually, none of these injuries are season sinking. Like, losing Aiden Hutchinson wasn't season sinking.
It's the cumulative effect.
It's 22 guys on IR. And the news for those that missed it, David Montgomery's not on IR. He's holding out hope he can come back. For those that missed it, Aiden Hutchinson is telling guys, hey, if you can just get there, I'll be there. I'll run out of the tunnel. There's no other way. Some of this is like, could it be false hope? Is it real hope? The point is, like, you got to keep finding a way to put one foot in front of the other, right?
Yeah. I mean, if the season's not over.
Right.
They're not going to pause the season until somebody can come back. This is just the cards you've been dealt. Now, what type of play are you going to make? And we're not going to learn a lot against the Bears. And I'm not sitting here saying that going to Chicago, there's going to be weather. Chicago should be of the mindset that we could ruin a division opponent's season. And to a point, to a certain extent, where maybe the Lions don't get the number one seed. That's the mindset. They're going to come out with nothing to lose. That's a tough team to beat.
The one seed is so important. I know we've been beating that drum for months.
They have done everything that they can to give themselves a buffer. Now, it's not a huge buffer, but they still control the fact if they win out, there's nothing anyone else can do.
To me, it's not even as much about like, hey, it'd be great if Ford Field hosted the NFC title. Think about how cool that'd be for the fans and the environment. And like, that matters. But to me, it's about an extra week off. It's a week where you can't get injured, a week where you can heal up. Someone like Frank Ragnow or these veteran players that are really getting beat up. The bye week is so important for that reason more than anything else.
Sure. And I mean, we never hear anything about Sewell being dinged up, but when you, Zeitler, all right, he's missed a game. You know, at his age, he's feeling it at this time of the year. Frank, we already know he's feeling it this time of year. Graham Glasgow, I know that you know, he's feeling it. Decker, like, to be able to get that bye week for the offensive line, for everybody else is very important. But it's also going to be about Gibbs. Gibbs is going to take more of the workload. He's going to take more hits. To be able to get that bye week and be as fresh as you can be going into the second round of the playoffs.
248-539-9797. Let's get to Tanner in Flat Rock. Tanner, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are y'all?
Good.
So I think that the biggest thing is with the loss to the Buffalo Bills, I think instead of it making an underdog mindset, to me it seems like it removed almost like a chip, because there were so many people outside looking in going, oh man, the Lions are one game away from falling apart. The Lions are this, the Lions are that. Well, a lot of people don't realize and understand that one seed would play a lot of benefit because of the bye. But with the injuries that the Lions have sustained and them still being at the top of the NFC is extremely impressive, no matter how the outside eyes looking in see it.
It's a really weird question. Are the Lions underdogs? Like, they could, to your point, be the one seed, but 22 guys on IR builds this, like, well, they are kind of up against it, us against the world. It's a very odd place to be where you could be both the one seed and kind of channeling some underdog energy. I can't fully remove the idea. Like, I can't fully buy into them as an underdog when you're the one seed. I can't fully buy in when they are capable of winning a Super Bowl, labeling themselves as underdogs. You can't ever put the toothpaste back in the tube. You can't have last year's mentality this year. Last year was fresh. It was different. You were breaking out onto the scene. You're established now. Even with the injuries, you're established as one of the three or four best teams in the NFL.
And I don't
You're
know
not
that I've
truly an underdog.
And I've not really heard anybody take them out of Super Bowl contention. out of being the Super Bowl favorite? And there's a lot of people, and I know, Jim, you're in this, where how do they overcome these injuries?
Yeah.
If they were to get to the Super Bowl or even the NFC Championship game, how do they beat Philly? How do they beat Buffalo? We already saw the head-to-head matchup, and they started that game much more full strength than they will be playing that game in the Super Bowl. So how do they match up against Baltimore if Baltimore ends up making a run in the playoffs, about Kansas City, all of those things? That's a problem for February.
Ticket Texter says, Detroit loves the underdog, and so do I. I'll buy into this mentality. Okay. Another one says, John, another meeting with HR, being exposed on the air.
Yeah.
Dustin and Burton.
Yeah, I know.
I won't buy anything until we win 3 in a row and get the one seed. If we don't do that, it's all gaslighting BS. We will not win 3 on the road in the playoffs. You're not willing to say they will not, but I agree with the sentiment.
It makes it really tough.
We've already talked about how hard this is going to be. That just makes it difficult. Texter says, I'm not sure what I can't tolerate anymore. I can't tolerate Valeni's doom rant, and I can't tolerate Cookie's unicorn fantasy. I don't feel like I've been...
What's your unicorn fantasy?
Does he think I'm like selling people a bill of goods right now? I've told you, I don't think they're the best team in the NFL right now. I don't think they're the Super Bowl favorite. I don't think I've been selling people a unicorn fantasy. If anything, I got yelled at yesterday because I was too...
You were more of the doom and gloom.
Yeah, and I've tried to strike what to me is an honest balance. Like,
do you still expect them to be the one seed?
Yes, I do. I don't know that I expect them to beat Buffalo, Kansas City in the Super Bowl, but yeah. I want to get there and find out. Like that's what I said yesterday, and I'll stress it again to people. As a fan of this football team, I can't unplug the season. I have to keep some level of emotional buy-in, and there is still a path for them to win the Super Bowl. It feels narrow. It feels like I was deflated coming off of that loss. I'm still a fan. I still root like hell for this football team. I want it so bad. We all want it so bad. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. Like I'm also gripping and grappling with the harsh realities of they're not the best team. They're going to have to upset somebody. They're going to have to win a shootout. They're going to have to force maybe a fortunate bounce on a turnover in a big game late in the season. They can, but I don't think that I believe definitively they will. And that's not the doom and gloom you're getting later in the day. And maybe it's not as rosy as other people have expressed on the station. I guess I'm in the middle, and that's not exciting radio, but it's truly where I think a lot of Lions fans are. I think we're all kind of trying to piece this together and grapple with it.
Yeah, and so you're trying to deal with purgatory.
A little bit, yeah.
No man's land. You're not in either camp. And again, I don't think there's any wrong camp to be in right now. I understand the doom and gloom. I understand the positivity, and I also understand kind of being stuck in between both worlds.
Power surge before the hour's done. Your thoughts on that spin zone? Lions are actually underdogs now. It's going to be a little more fun. They're going to be hunting instead of being the hunted. It's 97.1. Dive into the best pool in history. We're talking about Stadium Swim. The weather is not getting better here in Michigan. It's not getting warmer. You want to go somewhere warm and watch all the big games? It's Circa Resort and Casino. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built with sports fans in mind. 6 pools, 3 different levels, perfect view of a massive 40-foot tall high-definition screen. You've probably seen the experience on social media. Experience it yourself. It's Stadium Swim, America's favorite place to watch football. And if you're starting to plan ahead, maybe a guy's trip coming up in March for basketball, you want to start thinking about that now. Swim up bars, Insta-ready selfie walls, a nonstop football party. Score your perfect game day spot. They've got cozy day beds, private cabanas. Anywhere you find, you're going to have a view of the big games. Reserve your place today. 365 days of sports, poolside. Circa Resort and Casino, downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today. CircaLasVegas.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Nice job, Greg.
I'll be there. The last words he said are like straight out of a movie. There's no other way. Cut to training montage.
Especially when you set it to the music. I mean, you can see the, the fireworks, the mist in front of the locker room, and then all of a sudden, Aiden Hutchinson emerges.
I promise those guys, I'll be there. Is it hope? Is it false hope? Maybe a little bit of both, but I think right now everybody could use a little reason. Hey, if we can just get there, Aiden will run out of that tunnel like it's a movie, and he'll play in the Super Bowl. And while they don't have a Liam McNeil, he can give them a shot in the arm in a matchup against Allen or Mahomes or could be Lamar. Who knows?
Yeah, how about what do you think about having him opposite Za'Darius Smith?
How about that?
I mean, that's why I say, and I don't know if he's back or not. I still think it's a long shot, and we are all pulling for that possibility. But when we talk about the matchup with maybe a rematch of the Bills, or if it's the Chiefs, or if it's the Ravens, or it's the Steelers, whoever comes out of the AFC, that's why I say, like, that's February's problem. Because things could look really different. Things could look different for the Lions if Aiden Hutchinson is back. Things could look different for these two for any of these other teams as well. It's not like just because the Lions have had these injuries, first of all, they're not immune to more injuries.
Right, unfortunately.
But it doesn't mean that Buffalo or Kansas City, like, they're not immune to injuries either. We already saw Patrick Mahomes get up limping.
They might not make it to the Super Bowl either. 248-539-9797. I would think it's more false hope than real hope that one, Aiden would play, and two, that he would be an impact player after missing all this time. But even if it's false hope, it is something for them to motivate. If we can just give Aiden a chance to come back and play in the Super Bowl. David Montgomery said, don't put me on IR. And they haven't. I don't know if he's going to come back. Carlton Davis, not on season-ending IR. I mean, these are things that you cling to because, John, if they can land that one seed, and I still think they're going to get the one seed, now you get a bye week. Now you get another chance.
Yeah. I mean, the Aiden Hutchinson audio is everywhere. We're watching.
Playing it on SportsCenter.
Yeah. And they're talking about the impact of the injuries. It is a conversation around every corner of the NFL is how is Detroit going to respond? And how many times have we asked this question this year? How is Detroit going to respond when Aiden went down first?
Yep.
When the injuries continued to stack up? When it was weather, when it was nighttime, when all of these different things have all been times where we've asked, how are the Lions going to respond? And how have they responded every single time?
Ticket text 248-539-9797. We also brought up this this spin I heard from a Lions season ticket holder. He said, when you think about it, now the pressure's off. These injuries have removed the favorite status from the Lions, and they can play more as this underdog team. We're not supposed to win the Super Bowl. We have all these injuries, and maybe that's a mindset that you better identify with as a Lions fan. Hey, get in the postseason. No one expects us to win it all, but we can. We can. We're not the best team in football right now, but we can, and we may be the best team in football at the end of the season. That's maybe the mindset shift. Are you guys buying that? Not that losing was a good thing. But as Campbell put it, they needed to lose, right? It can be a good thing for them, and maybe it shifts the mindset. 248-539-9797. Texter says the Lions have always been better as underdogs. Yes, being a Super Bowl favorite's great, but this takes the stress off the team's shoulders. Now they're in the chase. They still got key players on both sides. Says no one likes to be favored because then you're expected to win. Now they can ball with the weight off of their shoulders.
I think there's a lot of people that would like to be favored. I don't think anybody, they never did shy away from the expectation of winning the Super Bowl. Dan Campbell talked about it. Brad Holmes has talked about it. Like, this is, we are all over the Wings and the Tigers and every other team because they just won't simply say, we expect to win our division. We expect to win our conference. We expect to be a Super Bowl team or a championship team.
Right now, NFC odds, the Eagles are now favored in 5 of the 7 major sports books.
Yes. I saw that shift yesterday. The Lions moved down. They're 3rd in Super Bowl and 2nd in the conference.
Yeah. So, I mean, they were clearly the Super Bowl favorite last week.
Now they're not even
the odds where they dropped. And now they're not the NFC favorite in most places.
Yeah, they're not expected to even go to the Super Bowl.
So that would classify them as an underdog, wouldn't it?
It would.
Thank you, Greg.
Greg is on it. Let's get to the phones. Mike and Lapeer. Mike, good morning.
Hello there. Yeah. Me and the wife are heading out to Chicago to watch the Lions whoop some butt out there.
All right.
And as far as, yes, sir. And as far as the doom and gloom go, I just say that didn't Michigan beat Ohio State? Didn't Navy beat Army? I'm here to tell you right now on this fine Tuesday, whatever day it is.
Yeah.
The Lions are going to win the Super Bowl, so plan your party. That's all I got to say.
All right, Mike, I'm with you.
He's pointing out one upset. The Lions will have to upset a couple teams to do this, right? Sorry to rain on this parade.
When we get to those games, the there will be odds, there will be lines, there will be all of those things. Right now, they are favored, yes, to beat the Chicago Bears.
Yep.
That's the only thing they can do right now. That's it.
So my feeling on this is that they need to catch some sort of break somehow, some way. And I think most teams do along the way. I don't think they've caught much breaks this year, to be honest with you.
No.
When we look, maybe you could call Matt Eberflus's game clock management there.
But again, we don't know that they're making the field goal. We don't know that they're winning in
exactly.
overtime.
There's a lot of ifs that come along with that one. But beyond that, I was thinking maybe, you know, they can somehow eke this thing out, get the one seed, and then somehow it's not out of the realm of possibility the Falcons win the South.
And the Falcons have already beat the Eagles.
They get a home game, win that, and then they come to Ford Field for the divisional round, and you're facing a rookie quarterback in that environment. You know, something along those lines. They need to catch. I think some people thought last year they caught a break getting Tampa.
Sure.
Sure.
I think in hindsight.
And an extra home game.
Maybe they didn't, you know, but something needs to, I think something like that has to happen. But I think that happens for most teams when they win championships.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you get breaks that are in your favor. Sometimes you don't. I mean, Kansas City, when they lost to Tampa in the Super Bowl, what was the one thing that really held them back? It was the devastating injuries on the offensive line.
All right. And you look at some things like right now, like I was under the belief that the Vikings, they go to Seattle and then they host the Packers the next 2 weeks. My belief heading before last weekend was the Vikings will not win both those games. Too daunting. And then Geno Smith gets hurt. and might not play for. It's like, oh, really, Vikings? So you're going to catch another break here? I mean, it just seems like the Lions have had a lot go against them and that something needs to transpire. We were like, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, I mean,
we got a break here. We got a break there.
They're probably not winning the Super Bowl, but they're not definitely not winning the Super Bowl. I mean, that's this weird spot that they find themselves in where they're no longer the overwhelming favorite. I thought Doug Karsh put it really well yesterday. The Lions are officially Super Bowl contenders.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting way of framing it, right? Like, they were Super Bowl favorites. Now they are merely Super Bowl contenders. They will need a break. They'll need a matchup. They'll need to make a play in a big spot. They're in the mix. They're probably not going to win it because the probability says there's a bunch of other teams as good or better than them, but they're in the mix. Do you not like that characterization?
Well, I just don't like it when you say it.
That they probably won't win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it doesn't.
I mean, just because I want it doesn't mean it's...
No, I know. It doesn't make it true.
Right.
Doesn't make it true the other way either.
I know. All right. As a ticket texter puts it, Jim, maybe you need a therapist to deal with your Lions fandom. I'm certainly not the only one.
A lot of therapy going on right now. And you know what helps? Winning.
Winning cures all. All right. We'll get to the power surge coming up next. Where does John Jansen put the Detroit Lions? Where do they stack up with the other heavy hitters? It's 97.1.
Hey, don't let the cold creep in. If you need your furnace serviced today, do what I did and call Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. They've got all the best equipment, the best prices, and they also offer same-day service. And when you're cold inside, you need same-day service. Plus, there's a 5-year warranty that they offer, so you know you're covered no matter what. Save a bundle with their winter bundle. You can get up to $1,500 in savings when you buy a new furnace, AC, and generator. Call for details or visit MastercraftHeating.com.
We got open lines this morning. You want to talk Lions? 248-539-9797. Where would you rank them in the NFL right now? John said 2. Tom said 3. And I had them all the way down at 4. There's work to do. We all agree with that.
Yep.
248-539-9797. John, yesterday we had Dan Campbell on, and it went viral. It was everywhere. Our faces, smiling and laughing and nodding, going, can you believe what this guy's saying right now? This is awesome. He's fired up. He's going to rally the troops. Chicken noodle soup for the football soul. Then you get the news, hey, Aiden Hutchinson. He says, the only way, I promise the guys, I'll be there for the Super Bowl. David Montgomery, don't put me on IR. Don't do it. I want to come back. If there's a chance, I want to come back and help this football team. Maybe it's hope. Maybe it's false hope. But there's a lot to talk about as a Lions fan. John, you also have a life question based on something that Dan Campbell said to us yesterday.
Yeah, and I want to play Dan's quote first, and then I'll ask the questions. Is this what Dan said as part of the interview yesterday? So he talked about, you know, sometimes, you know, you get punched in the mouth. They were on top of the world, right? They were Super Bowl favorites last week. Not anymore. And they got punched in the mouth, and it made them remember what it used to be like and really appreciate where they were, where they've come from. And my question is, we've all had those moments where you get punched in the mouth. Now, it's metaphorically, right? They actually got punched in the mouth. But when you take a hit in life and you got to bounce back, when did you take that hit? How did you bounce back? And who was your Dan Campbell? Because one of the texts that we got yesterday was, I need Dan Campbell as a life coach. So who was your Dan Campbell? And I'll give you an example.
Have you ever been punched in the mouth, John?
Oh, I've been punched in the mouth many times. But
literally and figuratively?
Both, yes.
Yeah.
But when I was my first year starting at Michigan, we played against Virginia in an early game, back when they had, you know, the kickoff classics. And I was starting as basically a freshman, redshirt freshman. First half. And going into it, like spring game before that, had a great spring, had been bumped up to the starter. A couple of guys got hurt, but it was my opportunity. And throughout training camp, I had a great training camp, which is how I earned the starting spot. I think I'm, you know, the greatest thing since sliced bread, right? I'm starting as a redshirt freshman at Michigan on the offensive line. And that game against Virginia, I think it was 2 sacks I gave up in the first half. I got benched at halftime. And I thought, I'm never going to see the field again. I had my chance, and it passed me by. The next day, we ended up, obviously, Mercury Hayes caught the ball in the corner of the end zone. Celebration ensues. And I'm celebrating with the team because we won the game.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's many games where I look back and I think, man, I just would have been so much happier if I had just played better.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to be benched. Thought I never was never going to start again because I was a young player, didn't perform up to expectations. And Mike DeBoard, who was our offensive line coach at the time, brought me into his office, sat me down, talked me through, went through the film individually before we even went to the team. And then he gave me a tape of Mike Tyson's, you know, fights at the time. And a lot of them were, you know, like 27 seconds long, 19 seconds long, because he just came out of the corner just tearing people up. And he said, you're going to get a chance to start again next week. Here's what we need to see. This is what we saw in training camp. This is what we saw in spring. This is what we believe you are. Not what we saw on Saturday, but what we believe we've seen throughout practice. We believe in you. Coaching staff believes in you. Now we need you to go out there and perform like you've done in practice. And I tell you what, I didn't even know who that next game was against, but I came out, and this is why I talk about the offensive line responding. I came out with my hair on fire, and I was going to tear someone up. And it just if you lined up across from me, it was bad luck for you that day. And then I always took the field with that same mindset, and I was able to start 50 games. That was a turning point, not just in my time at Michigan. That was a turning point in my life. In regards to, I could have just licked my wounds and said, I had my chance and didn't make it. And it took Mike DeBoard, it took the belief of that coaching staff and the talk that he gave, and there were some words in there that I can't repeat on air, but that was a moment. He was my Dan Campbell at the time. So I'm asking everybody else, when did you get punched in the mouth? You thought you were, you know, hey, things were comfortable, things were good, and out of nowhere, something happens. It knocks you down. How do you get back up? And I think maybe even more importantly, who was your Dan Campbell at the time? Who do you credit for having your back in that moment or standing up for you at that time or helping you out? Maybe it wasn't even in that moment, but somebody helped you out of that hole that you found yourself in.
You went really deep with this, but I think people will have stories and we welcome them. 248-539-9797.
I know you've been hitting the mouth.
Yeah, I mean, I could take you back to my junior year of high school and do the sports thing, but I think I have a better one.
Yeah.
I broke my wrist in high school and had to come back and all this stuff. But professionally, I got let go from my last gig in Grand Rapids. We were doing very well in afternoons, and I was blindsided right before the holiday.
Ooh.
And I got to start over. I got to move. I got to start over. Got to pick back up. And you really have that uncertainty when you lose a job. I'm sure people listening can relate to losing a job and going, now what? I mean,
especially the holidays.
You got to pay bills. Yeah. And you got to find a way to get back on your feet. Most people aren't hiring around the holidays too. So that can be kind of a sad time of year. And, you know, fortunately it worked out, but I had to start over. I came here and I'm doing nights. You know, I'm doing weekends. I'm doing fill-ins. That's not the same thing as your name on a show 5 days a week. You come in, you got jokes, your head, and you build a connection with the audience. And then, poof, I come in on a Friday and, hey, we don't need you to come on today, .. We're letting you go.
Yeah.
And that, you got to pick yourself up and start over.
Did you have somebody that had your back that helped you through that time?
I'm going to bring up a guy, and I think you might know him. Tony Castricone. Do you know who that is?
Oh, yeah, the voice of the Huskies now.
And you go, well, Jim, how are you connected to the voice of the Huskies? Well, he ran Central Michigan's broadcast network when he was doing more of the admin stuff with IMG at the time.
Right, he ran Michigan's broadcast network.
Yes, he ran a bunch of networks, and we were lowly little CMU. We were one of the many things that he kept an eye on. And he actually knows our boss, Jimmy Powers. They crossed paths in Ohio way before he was here. Mm-hmm. And it's the connections. And he goes, dude, you're good. He was let go. Tony Castricone was in a similar spot at a similar age. And he goes, I can't promise you anything, but I can try to get you in front of the right people. And Jimmy and I hit it off and one thing led to another. And I ended up here. But there is that uncertainty as you're driving home, losing your job, not knowing what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Try doing it with kids.
Sure.
Because that's what happened to me. Same thing. I got a iHeart special out of nowhere. Yours was extremely, because you had, the thing was, you got just blindsided because you had good ratings. Your show was doing good.
Yeah.
Everything was just going, and boom, they did it because they didn't want to commit the local programming anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So they didn't want to pay anybody.
Correct.
So they made somebody way up just made a decision and boom, and lowered the hammer. But it happened to me with kids. Fortunately, I had started to plant a seed here. And I literally started here the day after my severance ended. I mean, you can't ask for anything better timing. But man, when you're driving home and you got kids, just had bought the house.
On top of it, too.
Yeah.
We had just renewed a lease. Breaking leases aren't fun.
No.
I mean, it's.
Or cheap.
Or
which makes it not fun. Yeah.
And now I'm moving and all that stuff that goes with it. So, you guys, we can get as deep as we want here. Dan Campbell says you get punched in the mouth and how you respond. And the Lions were punched in the mouth. 248-539-9797. And who your Dan Campbell was and all of it. It's 97.1.